Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The longest-serving mayor in Boston history will be laid to rest today. Tom Menino will be buried today in the Fairview Cemetery in Hyde Park, following a private funeral at the mayor's longtime parish nearby. Yesterday, thousands turned out to pay their final respects to Menino, lying in repose at Faneuil Hall. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports Bostonians braved the wind, the rain, and even the snow to say goodbye.
Many arrived hours early, lining up both inside and outside Faneuil Hall to pay their final respects to the longest-serving mayor in Boston history.
I've been here for 16 years, and he's the only mayor that I've ever known, and is a large piece of why I love living here. And even though it's rainy and cold this morning, I think he's due our respect to stand here and wish him well.
Brighton resident Eric Otterbein was one of hundreds of people standing in line in the pouring rain just before the doors opened at 10 o'clock. He called Thomas Menino a man of the people.
It wasn't a 9-to-5 job to him. I've seen him, you know, living in other places. I've seen him, on the news at night, on the weekends and everything, and he seemed to just be in it 24/7.
When Otterbein spoke, he was in the middle of a line that stretched around the block. From the doors to Faneuil Hall, around the back, up Congress Street, people stood huddled under umbrellas in winter coats, hats, and gloves. Those waiting to file past Menino's coffin ran the gamut from men and women wearing expensive suits to members of Congress to people like Janet Pattison, a Haitian immigrant living in Dorchester.
I came to pay respect to Thomas Menino because he loved and cared for the city of Boston. And I appreciate his blessed help in all ways, housing, helping my son with jobs, and the senior walk. He treat the person like his family.
Even people who had just moved to the city were in line. One young man from Framingham had moved to Brighton in September. He never lived in a city run by Tom Menino, but he still says he felt he had to pay his respects, since he's living in a city that he says is at least partially built by Tom Menino. Karen DiNapoli from Roslindale says she and her husband knew the mayor for 25 years, and that being mayor of Boston didn't change the man from Hyde Park.
He loved the people. He loved everyone. Didn't matter what color you were, what gender, he loved everyone. He was a good man. He was a man of the people.
A man of the people, a refrain from many of those who gathered to honor Tom Menino. They point to the time he spent in the neighborhoods. Nearly every person in line said they had met the mayor, many of them more than once. Across town in the South End, about 400 people gathered at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross for a mass to remember Menino. Cardinal Sean O'Malley presided, calling Menino a man who dedicated his life to Catholic ideals.
He was a man devoted to his family and to his extended family of the people of Boston. He cared deeply about people, especially the poor and disenfranchised.
A funeral procession carrying Menino's body will leave Faneuil Hall this morning at 10:45. From there, it will pass through almost every neighborhood in the city, en route to the Most Precious Blood Parish in Hyde Park, where Menino was baptized, served as an altar boy, and was married. His funeral will start at noon. The service is closed to the public, but will be broadcast on a large screen on City Hall Plaza for those who want to say one last goodbye. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.